You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Visit bpn.fm to discover more.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hi, this is Paul Lazarus. In the 1980s, I produced and hosted a radio series called Anything Goes, a celebration of the American musical theater. Now the Broadway Podcast Network is bringing back these shows. This is the first of a three-part series celebrating the extraordinary career of producer-director Harold Hal Prince. This program originally aired in 1983 on the occasion of Prince's 55th birthday and covered the first 30 years of Prince's storied career from Pajama Game to A Doll's Life.
Come along! On your left, Washington Square, right in the heart of Greenwich Village.
By what trees, smell that air, painters and pigeons in Washington Square.
On your right, Waverly Place, bit of Paris in Greenwich Village.
By what charm, by what grace, poets and peasants on Waverly Place.
Ever since 1870, Greenwich Village has been the bohemian cradle of painters, writers, actors, etc., who've gone on to fame and fortune. Today in 1935, who knows what future greats live in these twisting alleys. Come along! Here you see Christopher Street, typical spot in Greenwich Village.
Ain't it quaint, ain't it sweet, interesting people on Christopher Street.
Such interesting people on Christopher Street.
Such interesting people live on Christopher Street.
Christopher Street. there sits a boat, gently dipping its bow. Trim and tidy and built to float, pretty little picture. Now, put a boy on the starboard side, leaning out at the rail. Next to him, put a blushing bride, slim and slender and starry-eyed. Down below, put a tiny bed. The sun gets pale, the sea gets red, and off they sail on the first high tide. The boat and the bed and the boy and the bride. It's a pretty little picture, oh my, pretty little picture. How true, pretty little picture, which I, Sid, O Little Us, give to you. Feel the roll of the playful waves, see the sails as they swell, hear the whips and the galley slaves. Pretty little picture, well, let it carry your cares away, out of sight, out of mind, past a buoy and through the bay. Soon there's nothing but sea and spray. Night descends and the moon's aglow. Your arms entwined, you steal below. And far behind, at the edge of day, the bang of the bell of the buoy in the bay. And the boy and the bride and the boat are away.
It's a pretty little picture to share, as a little boat sails to sea.
Take a little trip free as air. Have a little freedom on me.
No worries, no bothers, no captains, no fathers.
In the ocean an island waits, smooth and sandy and pink, filled with lemons and nuts and dates.
Pretty little picture.
Think, in a cottage of cypress trees, seashells dotting the door. Boy and bride live a life of ease,
doing nothing but what they please.
And every night when the stars appear, there's nothing more to see or hear, just the shore where the lovers lie.
The sand and the sea and the stars and the sky,
and the sound of a soft little satisfied sigh.
All your petty little problems will cease, and your little blessings will flow, and your little family increase.
Pretty little picture.
No, no.
Pretty little masterpiece.
Pretty little picture.
Touch of star quality. Fill me up with your heat, with your noise, with your dirt, overdo me. Let me dance to your feet, make it loud, let it hype running through me. Don't hold back, you are certain to impress. Tell the driver this is where I'm staying. Hello, Buenos Aires. Get this, just look at me, dress up somewhere to go. We'll put on the show. Take me in at your flood, give me speed, give me life, set me humming. Shoot me up with your blood, wind me up with your knife, watch me coming. All I want is a whole lot of excess. Tell the singer this is where I'm playing. Stand back, where the fight is. Because you ought to know what you're gonna get in me. Just a little touch of star quality.
Silence.
On the 9th February 1935 in Buenos Aires, a polo match between a team of leading Argentine players and the touring British side. The British ambassador said he had never seen a social occasion quite like it. Even by the standards of Buenos Aires society, the gathering at the polo ground glittered. The rolls and the Daimlers, the hampers from Harrods, the clothes, the diamonds, the crystal, the wines, the procession of nannies from England and France. The result of the match? Oh yes, the home team won, but, as the British ambassador pointed out, that did not reflect badly on British horsemanship. Three of the Argentine players were educated at Eton.
Good afternoon, and welcome to Anything Goes. This is Paul Lazarus. You may be wondering what those three shows that I just featured have in common. You heard Christopher Street from Wonderful Town, Zero Mostel singing Pretty Little Picture from Forum, and finally Patti LuPone and company singing Buenos Aires from Evita. And now, if you can't figure it out, those three shows are all connected to one man. By various means, Hal Prince, and it is Harold Prince's 55th birthday today, and we couldn't overlook that fact here on Anything Goes, so we thought we'd informally trace Mr. Prince's career musically today, and go through many, many of the shows that he's been involved with, either as producer or director, or producer and director, and he's been involved in various permutations of those jobs on many, many shows in an extraordinary career. And start right up at the beginning. Prince worked on Wonderful Town after he'd come back from serving in the Korean War and returned to his work with George Abbott, who basically, I think we can say, he served his apprenticeship in the business under, and has often said publicly how indebted he is to Mr. Abbott. Prince's first producing enterprise with his first partner, Bobby Griffith, and they had been producing a television show together, and Bobby Griffith read in the New York Times a review of a book called 7.5 Cents, and immediately called Prince and suggested that it might make a musical. And they went around offering it to just about everyone, every major composer and lyricist, and everyone, and they all turned it down. And Abbott suggested that they send for the novelist Richard Bissell to see if he might be interested in collaborating with him, and that worked out. And then, as I'm quoting from Prince's own book, Notes on 26 Years in the Theater. We had no money, not for options, not for stationery. George Abbott provided everything. He gave us an office, the telephones, and we did our own secretarial work, and that's it. Although he must have kept a record of all of it, he never billed us. After the Pajama Game opened, we began contributing to the rent, and that's the rent of Abbott's office. And ever since, Prince and Abbott have shared.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Shared an office.
You are listening to Anything Goes with a tribute to Hal Prince, which first aired in 1983 on the occasion of Prince's 55th birthday.
Frank Lesser, the composer and lyricist, introduced Prince and Griffith to Dick Adler and Jerry Ross, who'd had a couple of hits on the pop list, Rags to Riches, and, as Prince says, Something of Harry Belafonte's, the name of which escapes me. The team of Adler and Ross wrote three audition pieces on spec. Steam Heat was one, and the opening number, Racing with the Clock, was another. And as Prince writes, the show was theirs.
The Pajama Game is the game I'm in, and I'm proud to be in the Pajama Game. I love it. I can hardly wait to wake and get to work at 8. Nothing's quite the same as the Pajama Game. I'm an executive. I'm a time study man. I can tell you for seconds how many stitches go into a pair of pajamas. I can time anything. You'll see when we get down to the factory. Let it go. Seconds are ticking, seconds are ticking.
Hurry up.
That 7.5 cents raise. How in hell can I buy me a swell new second-hand car on that salary he pays?
What do you think of the new superintendent?
He's cute!
He'll never last.
Huh? He's kind of fresh for a new superintendent.
I like a man with funk.
You like a man? Period.
Ah! Don't laugh, girl. Don't laugh. Hurry up. Tempest fusion.
Wait.
Hurry up.
Racing.
Racing with the Clock from the Pajama Game, the first effort of the team of producers of Griffith, Prince, and a man named Frederick Brisson. And I was just looking at Stanley Green's book, Encyclopedia of the Musical Theater, and Prince's first show as a producer was in 1954, which means as a producer and or director, he's been involved in the theater 29 years. And I think, as you will see as we progress today, it's been a very fruitful, roughly 30 years in the theater. We all wish him happiest of birthdays. The next show that the same producing team, Bobby Griffiths, Hal Prince, and Frederick Brisson, became Damn Yankees, based on a book called The Year the Yankees Lost the Pennant. And it was first brought to the attention to George Abbott by an agent at William Morris named Albert Taylor. And I guess Abbott liked it, and Prince and Brisson and Griffith chose to produce it. And all throughout the program today, I'm going to be quoting from Hal Prince's book Contradictions, which is, I think, a very apt title and a good one for a book written by Hal Prince. It's very interesting to see how often there's a fluctuation of opinion. The only other lesson to be learned from that show, referring to Damn Yankees, was that despite the pretty good reviews, there was resistance to the baseball theme. Our advertising had been keyed to a picture of Gwen Verdon, that is, in a baseball uniform. Saucy was the word. Still, we never sold more than $250 worth of tickets a day during the first 4 weeks of the run, so our success suddenly looked to be a disaster until we changed the ads to a picture of Gwen singing Whatever Lola Wants and excised all references to baseball, even changing the color of the ad from ballpark green to red. One Monday morning, 3.5 weeks later, there was a long line waiting for the box office to open.
Whatever Lola wants, Lola gets. And little man, little Lola wants you. Make up your mind to have no regrets. Recline yourself, resign yourself, you're through. I always get what I aim for, and your heart and soul is what I came for. Whatever Lola wants, Lola gets. No use to fight, don't you know you can't win? You're no exception to the rule. I'm irresistible, you fool. Give in. Give in. Give in.
Hello, Joe. It's me. He hit so far. Hold on, that's you. Boop, boop, boop.
Thank you.
Gwen Verdon, saucy, singing whatever Lola wants from Damn Yankees. And if you just joined us, this is Anything Goes with Paul Lazarus. And today, an informal tribute on Harold Prince's 55th birthday, born January 30th, 1928, and a voyage musically through his career from the writing, actually the producing of Pajama Game in 1954, well, up to his latest show on Broadway, that is, A Doll's Life. The last production of the team of Brisson, Prince, and Griffith was a Bob Merrill show called New Girl in Town, based on Anna Christie, and also featured the talents of Gwen Verdon. In retrospect, Prince has written that even though the show was a hit and ran well over a year, he doesn't feel it was nearly as good as it could have been, and felt that Anna Christie should have been made into an opera, really, and not a musical comedy. And if they had stuck with their original concept, which was to not have Gwen Verdon dance and do the kinds of things she was known for, but to really play the part of this downtrodden woman without dancing. But when apparently they were out of town and thought they were in trouble and the panic button started to be pushed, more and more dance numbers were put in, and Prince feels, or at least writes in his book, Notes on 26 Years in the Theater, that the show really went downhill. Hear from that score by Bob Merrill as the Sunshine Girl.
He gave her kisses and promised the moon, but now he's singing a different tune.
He left her waiting alone at the church. He left her waiting alone in the lurch.
With all her broken dreams, it's no surprise. The Sunshine Girl has raindrops in her eyes.
You hear the falling of Peter and Pat. She wears a rain cloud instead of a hat.
She still remembers the day that they met. She may forgive him, but never forget. An angel's heart became the devil's prize. The Sunshine Girl has raindrops in her eyes. The Sunshine Girl has raindrops in her eyes. Sunshine girl has raindrops in her eyes. The sunshine.
You've been listening to a tribute to the legendary director-producer, Hal Prince. Associate producer, Jeff London. Anything Goes Backstage with Broadway's Best is produced and hosted by Paul Lazarus. For more information, visit anythinggoespl.com. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to rate and follow us. Thanks for listening.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org. Because only together we rise.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
Laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.